Welcome to North Star Church. At North Star, our desire is to lead people to follow Jesus Christ and not simply go to church, but to be the church. The following message is by Jeff Noble, lead pastor and teacher at our Blacksburg, Virginia campus. You can find more information about North Star, including recent podcasts, news, upcoming events, and so much more at northstarfamily.org. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy today's message.
I like what one writer said about this song. He says, "What an ironic section of the song." And he's speaking of these verses. "Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth." He said, considering the authorship, for here were two men who were in sin and error pining, and yet acknowledging, at least with this song, that the true worth of the soul can only come through the appearance of Jesus. There are three distinct imperatives in this song that I want to share and match up with Scripture. They're profoundly interesting considering the source of the song. The first imperative is this: fall on your knees, O hear the angel voices. And Luke chapter 2, verse 8, it says, "In the same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch at night." What a holy night. "Over their flock. And then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the city of David, a Savior was born for you, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped tightly in cloth and lying in a manger.' And suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to people he favors.' When the angels had left them and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see what has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they hurried off, and they found both Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger." Fall on your knees, O hear the angel voices. You see, mankind was not prepared for its Messiah in any way. The Jews, who were God's people, were not prepared for the Messiah in any way. And don't you love that when it came time to announce the coming of Jesus, that God appeared to shepherds? To hear the voice of the shepherds that declared, "It's a good news of great joy that will be for all the people. That a Savior was born for you, who is the Messiah, the Lord." We too should place ourselves in the sandals of the shepherds again and be in awe of, and even terrified of, the glory of the Lord that appeared in the skies in the multitude of the heavenly host that announced and assured that good news of great joy for all peoples had been born that night. The second imperative of the song that strikes me, especially considering the source, is "Behold your King, before him lowly bend." Behold your King, before him lowly bend. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 1, and then in verses 9 through 11, we see it says, "After Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, wise men from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star at its rising, and we have come to worship him.'" And then picking up in verse 9, it says, "After hearing King Herod, they went on their way. And there it was, the star they had seen at its rising. It led them until it came and stopped above the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were overwhelmed with joy. Entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and falling to their knees, they worshiped him. And then they opened their treasures and they presented him with gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I love that in this passage it describes that the wise men who had traveled so far, says they were overwhelmed with joy. So much so that it says they fall to their knees and they worship him. Behold your king, before him lowly bend. How we as Christians in 2020 need to be refreshed in our hearts like the wise men. That we need a new, clear view of King Jesus such that we are overwhelmed with joy. That we look through the glitz and the wrappings and the food and the relationships of Christmas time. We look through those to see a Savior that came. And we too rekindle the joy that comes from knowing that a Savior has been born for me and for you. That causes us in humility to fall to our knees and to worship him. The third imperative in the song is, let all within us praise his holy name forever, his power and glory evermore proclaim. In Luke chapter 1, verse 76, it says, and you, child, will be called a prophet of the Most High. See, the angel Gabriel appeared to Zechariah and Elizabeth and promised and assured them that even though they were old, that a son would be born to them, and this son would become John the Baptist. And so his dad Zechariah erupts in praise after John the Baptist's birth, and he says, you, child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give his people knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. Because of our God's merciful compassion, the dawn from on high will visit us to shine on those who live in darkness in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. You see, John the Baptist's ministry, he would be the last Old Testament prophet, so to speak. He came to announce that the Messiah had come, and John the Baptist's whole ministry was about preparing God's people for the coming of the Messiah. So much so that in John chapter 3, verse 28, there came a day where Jesus' star, so to speak, was rising. More and more people were following Jesus, and fewer people were following John. And some of his disciples came to him and asked him about it. And his response, in part, is this, beginning in verse 28. You yourselves can testify that I said, I am not the Messiah, but I have been sent ahead of him. He who has the bride is the groom, but the groom's friend who stands by and listens for him rejoices greatly at the groom's voice. And so this joy of mine is complete. He must increase. I must decrease. Let all that is within us praise his holy name. Forever his power and glory evermore proclaim. See, anybody that was associated with the birth of the Messiah or preparing the way for the Messiah, they were humbled, they bowed, they worshiped, they experienced overwhelming joy and praise. Because they recognized how good God was to send his son for them, to deliver them, to become a savior. And at Christmas time, there's no greater gift that you can give to yourself and to others than to fall on your knees and to exult in the birth of our Savior. To be refreshed in your own hearts so that when you're around those who don't yet confess Christ, that they may be impacted by the radiance of your faith and the confidence of your hope in Jesus. Perhaps one of the most beautiful lessons that we can learn this evening from O Holy Night is that the reality of a Savior touches needy hearts. It's amazing to me that Capo and Adams, as they were exposed to the Scriptures and created a beautiful work of musical art, how their song coming from unbelieving hearts has touched so many in faith. Back home, we would say that God can hit straight licks with crooked sticks, and He still loves doing that today. I think the task of the church on Christmas is to radiate such joy and confidence that our Savior is born, that it sweeps everyone into the beauty and wonder and majesty of Christmas. That a Savior that was born millennia ago can produce proclamation in our lives today. There are two things I'd like to close with this evening. The first thing I'd like to say is that I think this song and the truth that fills it should lead me, and it should lead you as followers of Jesus Christ. It should lead us to encourage and coax and urge our unbelieving friends and family to please look closely at Jesus. To beg, to plead, to urge, to invite them to consider the wonder and the joy and the majesty of a Savior that was born to pay for our sins. To that end, this evening, when you came in on your chairs, there's these little booklets written by Lee Strobel called The Case for Christ. They're one of the most excellent tools to give to an unbelieving friend or family member to help explain the power and the wonder of Christmas. And so we encourage you to take this, not for yourself, but for someone else, and feel free to take as many tonight as you'd like to give away. So first, I want you to encourage your unbelieving friends and family members about the wonder of Jesus. Secondly, we as Christians, through the song, are reminded to bow in worship and in wonder. We're reminded to allow the majesty and the mystery and how special it is that our Savior came at Christmas for us. We have a great Savior who has defeated my sin and has died my death for me. And He has defeated your sin and died your death for you. So I'm going to invite Tanner to come back up in just a moment. We're going to sing O Holy Night together as an act of worship. But before he comes, when I perform weddings, there's often a point when we get to the vows and to the rings where I'll look at the husband and wife, and I'll say, we're going to go into a vow time, and so I'm going to say some words, and I'd like for you to repeat them after me. And I have a prayer tonight that I want to invite you to pray with me. I'll say a few words and invite you to repeat them after me out loud. So let's bow our heads, let's close our eyes, and let's move into this time of prayer responsively. Fill me with wonder again, Lord. Fill me with stunned gratitude. Renew my faith. Here's my heart. I proclaim you as Messiah. You are my God and my Savior. O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
We're so glad you found this message today. You can find more resources, including previous podcasts, at northstarfamily.org. Thanks again for listening, and we hope to see you next time at North Star Church.